Bill Gates pledges majority of $200 billion donation to aid Africa. By Lucas Nolan on June 3, 2025. Creepy Bill Gates, the co-founder of Microsoft and a noted friend of Jeffrey Epstein, has announced that the bulk of his $200 billion philanthropic pledge will be directed towards addressing challenges in Africa over the next 20 years. CBS News reports that in a recent interview, Bill Gates revealed his plans to give away virtually all of his wealth by 2045, with a significant portion of the $200 billion earmarked for addressing challenges in Africa. The tech billionaire made the announcement on Monday while speaking at Nelson Mandela Hall at the African Union in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Gates, who had previously stated his goal of funding causes that would help save and improve lives around the globe, was inspired to donate the majority of his fortune by a famous quote from Andrew Carnegie's 1889 essay The Gospel of Wealth. The essay asserted that the man who dies thus rich dies disgraced, a sentiment that resonated with Gates, whose net worth is currently valued at $108 billion. During his speech, Gates emphasized that his donations would primarily focus on partnering with governments that prioritize the health and well-being of their citizens. By unleashing human potential through health and education, every country in Africa should be on a path to prosperity, and that path is an exciting thing to be part of, he stated to an audience of 12,000 government officials, diplomats, health workers, development partners, and youth leaders attending both in person and online. Gates recently accused Elon Musk of killing the world's poorest children through his work at Doge, as Breitbart News previously reported. Gates, who claims to be concerned about global health, continued his fear-mongering in an interview with Reuters, where he claimed the last 25 years, which notably included the Chinese coronavirus pandemic, have been miraculous. The next 4 years or 6 years, the billionaire added, will involve funding cuts from a number of countries, including the U.S. And the number of deaths will start going up for the first time, Gates insisted, claiming, they went down from around 10 million to less than 5 million. And now, you know, it's going to be millions of more deaths because of the resources. Musk fired back at Gates, calling him a huge liar and mocking his personal friendship with Jeffrey Epstein. The contention between the two moguls stems from Gates' comments in a CNN interview, where he blasted Musk's gutting of USAID, claiming it would lead to millions of deaths. Musk fired back, calling Gates a huge liar and stating, "That's terrible." However, Musk didn't stop there. He proceeded to take a personal shot at the Microsoft co-founder, referencing Gates' controversial association with infamous sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Who does Bill Gates think he is to make comments about the welfare of children given that he was close friends with Jeffrey Epstein? Musk questioned, adding, "I wouldn't want that guy to babysit my kid, I can tell you that." Read more at CBS News here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.